If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
The biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I've got two rock stars for you right now, Chapin Herman and John Scheer. They are the co-founders of Herman Scheer. Wonder where you got your name from. I love it.
Actually, there's a funny story to the name. His grandfather was named Herman Scheer.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we figured out we wanted to do this, it just made sense.
Oh, that is so fun. Yeah, it was meant to be. I love it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, well, tell us, what is Herman Scheer?
Herman Scheer is a branding agency, and it is composed of the Herman and the Scheer, and a really strong-suited team back in Santa Monica.
Yeah, awesome. And you guys have a great story because you started this when you were in college, which is not the typical route. I mean, I get a little bit of everything that comes into the Business Rockstar Studio, but most people work for other companies first. So tell me a little bit about your journey from college to having the company you have today.
Sure. So John and I went to school together and University of Arizona. And our senior year, I was experimenting with different practices of photography and finding out how to do commercial work. And he was studying some graphic design, some visual design. He hit me up at a certain point to do like a student art project. And it just turned out really, really well. We got a great response from the students, from the university, from the city, and we just knew that we had some chemistry and a similar skill set, and that's where it started.
Yeah, and we also thought the same stuff was cool. So, like, in an effort in all of our projects, we're like, oh, that's going to be cool, and we started realizing that we liked the
similar
same things.
Taste.
Yeah, very
and,
similar taste.
And Chapin just kind of grew up much more entrepreneurial than I was. And because of his photography skills, we started taking photos of all the sorority girls for their senior pictures. And we called it, it was our first brand, actually.
Yeah.
We called it BFF Grad Pics.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is awesome.
And so Chapin would take the photos, and I would help, you know, hold the diffuser and
make
jokes and stuff like that. And it was great. We made pretty good money, and we actually went back the year after to do it again, and it was a blast.
So you got your first taste of entrepreneurship when you were in college.
That's
and
exactly
you're like,
right,
you know,
yeah.
Let's just skip the working for another business and just start our own.
I still have the Facebook message that Chapin sent me in August of 2010 saying, John, I'm from Cleveland. He's from Santa Monica. He said, John, you don't want to live in Cleveland. You don't want to work for the man. Come stay on my couch for a month and we'll see what happens.
Oh, and I love that.
And so that's about 7 years ago now.
And it worked out. Look at you guys now.
Yeah.
Started from the bottom, now you're here.
That's
at Business Rockstars.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so you obviously did some things right. What are a few of those things that you believe that you did right to allow you to be successful 7 years later?
You know, there's things we did right.
I have some ideas.
Go for it.
We didn't say no. So when we were first starting out, we didn't have a super specialized offering, like we only do this or that. We started out doing these high-end property showcase videos for hospitality, real estate, hotels, vacation rental homes. And people would say, hey, can you come shoot our hotel? Can you come shoot our vacation rental home? We would say, yeah, of course. And then one of our clients asked if we could build a website. And without hesitation, we said, of course we can build your website. So we had a lot of late nights figuring out how to build a website, ultimately figured it out. And I think just keeping that mindset, like, you know, if you have time and you feel comfortable, say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way of measuring it. Obviously, you want to become known for something. A lot of businesses I've interviewed, they started with a niche. They became known for something. But it sounds like you quickly became known for media and production, and just within that realm, anything that you could handle, you would take on. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were just omnivorous. Any type of project, any type of client, any service. And it exposed us to such a wide range of things. And just got really familiar with everything from photo to video to website design, graphic design, branding, you know, just kind of the whole spectrum.
So. Yeah, learning it all in your area or in your industry makes you more well-rounded, I think.
Sure.
Let's go back to how you started your business right out of college. What were some of the pros and cons to doing that? Because some of our entrepreneurs watching and listening might be debating whether or not to do that, to work for another company or just start their own. Yeah. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, there's definitely both sides to it, right? Definitely the pros and cons, because for us, if we had gone the route of working with an agency or a company for a year or so, we would have become much more familiar with some practices that have probably caused issues for us that we could have avoided. But I think the pro was really that we were able to really make the entire process our own. So as opposed to learning bad habits or finding old techniques, we've always adopted the newest software. We're always kind of like figuring out how it works best for us and not really finding, there's no science to it, right? There's no like equation to like, this is how to do it. It really has to work for the people in the team and your types of clients. So
what are those things that you had to learn more slowly because you didn't learn it from another company?
You know, I can remember we were on a shoot once at a vacation rental home, and our client taught us how to set up our terms. You remember? And for payment, he's like, never do 50-50 because the client could walk away. They could delay. So he taught us to split it up into three different segments where you get half up front, then 30% on a particular deliverable, and then 20% at the end so that you're not as liable for being on the hook for 50% of the total cost of the project. And I think, you know, it was nice because we didn't know what we didn't know. So while we were 20 years old, just doing this stuff, you know, having fun doing it, we didn't know that could have been doing it better. So I think that was, in retrospect, a good thing. And also, I feel like we've never been shy to ask for help. And I think if we would have spent 2 years at 72 or Sunny and kind of flexed that, people would have been less hesitant to help us than just two naive kids being like, you know,
these guys need help.
Yeah,
Let's give it to them.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And so that was fun. I mean, and we still ask for help today. I don't think either of our egos have stopped us from just knowing what we don't know.
Yeah, I think that's one thing. As entrepreneurs, you have to be lifelong learners because there is so much to learn in our world and technology and especially the digital space changing every single day.
Yeah.
So I know for a while there, you guys really specialized and still do, but have expanded since, in websites. So what goes into an awesome website? Because that's one thing that all of our entrepreneurs watching and listening need.
Sure. I think besides just, you know, objectively good design, which is hard to define for because people have different opinions on what makes something good, but I think knowing what your messaging is and kind of what the personality you want to give off. I mean, even SaaS websites, you're dealing with people in no matter what you're doing. So if you can evoke some personality of the business, of the product, of the service into your messaging and your imagery or your illustrations on the website, it makes for a good website.
Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think it's becoming more and more important for a web experience to really be a visceral experience, right? I think previously in what people have become used to are sort of monotonous scrolls through different pages, and there's no real sense of movement or animation or theatrics. It's really kind of static. And I think you can think of a website in the same way you could think of a music video or a movie or anything that really has a dance to it, you know? And like, and I think that's really been important for us. It's never just a flat design, right? There's got to be movement. There's got to be things that happen, interactivity. So that's been really important for us.
With intention. You know, so
absolutely.
Like you, you know, if you're related to a music video, you want to kind of go with the user's flow. And as you go to the homepage, something grabs your attention, keeps you there. Then you want them to focus. Then as they scroll down, it gets more exciting. You just, obviously, for any website, e-commerce or not, you want people to spend as much time there as possible.
Yeah, and our average attention span has become shorter and shorter and shorter.
Right.
So to your point, all the more important to make it entertaining
right.
or inspirational or whatever you're going for to mm-hmm. keep them there. And then I like what you said, taking it a step further, you want to have some kind of intention or call to action. I think that that is something that businesses miss out on a lot. What are you wanting them to do when they come to your website? Mm-hmm. Is that something you factor in when you're helping build a website?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, defining the goal is usually the first thing, right? Before we move into wireframes or design, we talk about what is a successful visit, right? What is a conversion point? And identifying that as like the part of the research and discovery phase of the process.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk about just the whole branding process from start to finish. It's a good thing we got a lot of time because I have a feeling you have a lot to say. So we will be right back. We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
If you are considering buying an annuity, I have some urgent news for you. Don't even think about buying an annuity until you review our free annuity comparison report. This free report compares over 1,400 annuities from America's largest annuity database. Do you need retirement income? The report shows over 100 income annuities and highlights the safest companies that provide the most guaranteed retirement income. Looking for the highest guaranteed returns? The report reveals the annuities that have the highest rates and lowest fees. You'll also discover which annuities offer the highest potential returns with no market risk. Grab a pen right now to receive your free annuity comparison report. To receive your free no-obligation annuity comparison report, simply call 1-800-920-5760. Call 1-800-920-5760. Because research can save you thousands. 800-920-5760. 800-920-5760. Brought to you by Brooks & Company.
And now,
advances in medical technology happen practically every day, and receiving medical treatment remotely, a practice known as telemedicine, is gaining popularity for humans and their pets. That's why the American Veterinary Medical Association House of Delegates approved a new telemedicine policy at its annual convention in Indianapolis. Here's House of Delegates member Dr. Mark Helfat of Philadelphia.
There may come a time when the physical exam can be done quite well with technology, with cameras, video, especially for those folks that live in a remote location. You know, maybe their nearest vet is 45 minutes. Yes, I think there is a future.
But it's important to note that a veterinarian-client-patient relationship, also known as a VCPR, needs to be in place beforehand unless it's an emergency. This pet trend is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org to learn more about telemedicine and other issues that are important to you and your pet.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars, and we are continuing the conversation with the co-founders of Herman Scheer. So you guys are branding experts. Take me on the journey of coming up with the branding message and really what you guys do for your clients. What's that first step?
Sure. So I think branding comes into the question two different points. One is a startup, who I'm sure a lot of the watchers are involved in, or a business that's been around and it's at an inflection point and it needs to reposition itself because they've got a new product or service coming out, or they're not connecting with who they thought their target market was anymore. And I think the process changes from each to each a little bit, but for the most part, it typically starts with obviously talking to the stakeholders, who is running this, who are making the decisions here, and provoking them and getting an idea of what they're trying to accomplish and who they think their target consumer is.
So it's working backwards a little bit.
Exactly.
So what are you trying to get out of this?
Exactly. And so, you know, Chape and I, we walk them through this strategic process of provocation. Then we do our own desk research about what they've said. And ultimately, we want to arrive at what we call strategic imperatives.
So what's that?
So that's the strategic imperatives, if you want to take it away.
Yeah. So at the end of that research phase, we have a big work session with the client. And the goal is to derive at a series of the goal is to arrive at a list of strategic imperatives. And these are essentially the things that we must do in order for this brand to be successful.
Okay. And then what's next after that?
So after that, say one of the strategic imperatives that we want to, if it's a nonprofit, for instance, and they're a fun-forward brand, the imperative is we never lead with the cause that we're trying to solve. For instance, if it's for helping sick kids, we don't make that forward-facing, but we make the fun that you do while you're trying to raise money for it, that's the forward. So, like, those old Sarah McLachlan commercials would not be the way that we would handle promoting this nonprofit.
I think the thing is, like, for example, we have a client who's a nonprofit that's based around outrageous wild events.
Yeah.
They donate all their money to sick kids, and although that's very important, that's not at the forefront of our brand.
Yeah.
Fun, good time while you're...
Yeah.
It's what is going to hook people into wanting to get involved is what you're kind of leading.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we have one client, it's a nonprofit, and they're known for wild, outrageous events. And in the rebranding process, there's a lot of consideration for where do we put the impact that they have and they contribute to sick children? Where do we place that impact publicly for people to see? And I think one of the things we realized was that the excitement around the brand was in these fun events and knowing that you're doing good at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the idea of like an imperative was fun comes first with this brand always. So
anything else you guys want to add to your branding process?
So, determining those imperatives, that informs how we position the brand in its messaging and its visual identity. Mm-hmm. And so everything from your color choices, your typography, your logo, brand mark, etc., is all informed by those imperatives. And then all that then goes into every touch point in the brand, be it a website, brochure, physical collateral, packaging, etc.
Yeah, so you make branding a little bit more tangible? Because sometimes I think a brand feels so abstract, you know, but because there's a lot of details, like you mentioned, fonts, colors, logos, websites. But it becomes, I'm sure, a lot easier to make those decisions and tackle those details when you know what's at the core of everything.
That's
what
exactly
is your
right.
message? What are you trying to portray?
Yeah.
And you guys were basically your own clients recently because you pivoted your business. Tell me about that.
Yeah, sure. So we have just gone through a transformation where previously we were operating as a web and creative shop. And for about the last 18 months or so, we started doing a lot of work in brand strategy, brand development, all the things that we were just talking about. So we went through our own rebranding process and created our own new website. And it was definitely an eye-opening experience, right? I think as soon as you start to do things that your clients do that frustrate you, you know you have a new perspective.
You have a little bit more empathy for
That's
them,
right.
huh?
Absolutely. And I think the biggest advice that I could give for someone who is in that situation of being their own client is to be truly as disciplined as they would treat an actual client in terms of timeline, in terms of budget, in terms of commitment, capacity. Mm-hmm. If you go halfway, it's going to be a long, arduous process, as opposed to really treating this like it's an actual client.
Yeah, and I recently was on your website. It's awesome. It's so cool. And you guys definitely have a little bit of an edgier brand. Saw an F-bomb dropped on there. So how did you come up with how you were going to portray your personality as a brand?
Yeah, so, you know, the business name is Herman Scheer. So we didn't want to, as we referred to it, fake the funk. You know, we want to be ourselves. We're working with our clients as partners, you know, on a daily basis. And so if they want to work with us, they got to get to know us a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, our website, like I was talking about before, is really, it evokes our personalities as individuals, mm-hmm. you know?
And it's about attracting the right people,
yes.
the kind of people who do want that authenticity, because ultimately those are going to be the type of people that want to hire you and want to rehire you
and
establish that relationship
us.
And work with you ultimately, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, the service client relationship for us is so closely knit, right? We speak to these people every single day. They're, you know, constant communication. There's social relationships outside of the client work as well. And you do your best work for your best clients and the mm-hmm. people that you enjoy working with the most. And that's been really important for us. And I think we're at a point, hopefully, where we can really be selective of working with the people where we feel like it's a good fit and not just a good financial opportunity.
And we were talking off camera about how so much of entrepreneurship is the intangible, the mindset, the dealing with the roller coasters. How do you deal with various clients? Can you speak to that and what message you want to share with our entrepreneurs?
Sure. Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us that's allowed us to remain sane through this process is knowing and accepting the fact that it is definitely a roller coaster. Like you said, one day clients are happy, revenue is coming in, the team is pumped, and then the next day you get a 2-week notice, some client falls off, and things turn around. And you have to be able to know that that's a real thing, but also accept the beauty in the roller coaster, right? Because if you get beat down and stressed out and every single time there's a dip, by the end of it, you're toast, right? You're emotionally toast. You're stressed out. You're not happy. And for us, riding the beauty of the roller coaster is really, really important.
So how do you do that?
I think two ways. One, Chape and I are super lucky to have each other, and we support each other, and we kind of know when the other needs to stand up and pump the other one up. You know, like before we came in here, Chape was like, all right, it's time to, you know, put on your happy face.
It's
we're
go
good.
Time.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, and so I think we're really lucky to have that. I know a lot of entrepreneurs out there are by themselves. And so for them, just relying on your support network is important.
Whatever stage you are in your life, if you're watching or listening, just don't get complacent, right?
That's
if you're
right.
in that job, you're unhappy, obviously take the right steps to make the change and make the move. But the important thing is wherever you're at, if you want to do it, just do it, right?
Absolutely.
All right, guys, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you.
We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent...
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Stars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. And joining us right now is Catherine Arnold. She's the CEO at Evolution at Sea. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So Evolution at Sea, I did a little research. It sounds amazing, but tell us about it.
Evolution at Sea, we produce full ship cruise charters, and we bring together global thought leaders and speakers and Grammy-level musical artists. So imagine a TED conference meets music festival at sea.
I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to get involved in that.
I think you should.
I know some people that I feel like would be a good fit for it.
I do, too. And I think we could have you on as a host.
I think that would be a blast.
That would be great.
What was the hardest part about getting it started? Because I feel like for a lot of entrepreneurs, you go through different stages. As your company grows, you hit different benchmarks. As you go through life, you go through different benchmarks, and you go through new challenges. But I feel like what holds a lot of people back from getting started in entrepreneurship is the uncertainty of what it's going to be like in their first year. And so what was it like your first year getting this thing off the ground? Was it easy?
No. It does get easier, but yeah. There's challenging parts all throughout. What was the hardest part? I think just the daunting nature of what I was looking to build, a global company with a global brand, working with the top names in the speaker world and the musical world. Luckily, I have a background in the entertainment industry, so I'm fairly familiar with working with celebrities. But I think when you think about raising a large chunk of money, it's like, where do you begin? So it really was kind of looking at what are the baby steps I can do along the way to make the company more attractive so the big money would come in.
And so can you disclose the number that you had to raise, or can you give us a
I'm still raising. I'm still raising. I will be honest, transparent. We're still raising. But I started a proof of concept company, which is starting to generate it. But the initial raise is $3 million with a follow-on round if we needed of another $7 million. But we can get started with $3 million.
So what do you feel like you need to allocate those funds towards?
Well, when you do a full ship cruise charter, you have to actually lease the ship. So there's a big chunk of money that goes in like leasing a 2,000 person ship.
I can imagine.
That's a lot.
Rent like the Carnival cruise ship.
Pretty much. Or Celebrity or Royal Caribbean. Yeah. So you have to take that ship off the market. And once you sign that contract, you own it. So whether you get Richard Branson and Alanis Morissette or John Legend or just me, I'm responsible for selling out that ship.
So you said that the most difficult part has been probably raising the money.
Well, yes. For me, it has been raising the money. A lot of people think about, well, how are you going to produce it and the speakers and the musical artists and all the moving parts? Like I said, I have experience in production, so that part isn't daunting to me. Okay. And I have made sure that I've gotten a top-notch team to execute. It's a big job. Yeah. And I have 4 or 5 key players that are A-listers in their own fields. So I will just delegate and let them run with it, and just we'll come together kind of an overview perspective.
Okay.
But for me personally, it's been the fundraising, because I hadn't been in the cruise industry before.
Yeah.
So, I had to learn my way. And now that I've started this other smaller company inside the cruise industry, it's starting to get traction on the fundraising.
What do you feel like are some of the ingredients, so to speak, that you have that have put you on the path to being a successful entrepreneur? Because I feel like a lot of the times there's the aspiring entrepreneur who sits back, they listen to shows like this, trying to connect the pieces, but they maybe don't know what they need to work on for themselves.
Right.
And one of the things I've noticed after doing hundreds and hundreds of interviews is successful people, whether they're in business or sports or anything like that, top achievers have very similar, we'll call them ingredients or DNA.
Right.
So what do you feel like are some of the ingredients or DNA that you have that makes you successful?
You have to have passion, first and foremost. You have to have a passion to the point, as when we were in, when I was in the film business, they said you have to be willing to sell your house, if you have one. But that's the concept, right? You have to be really willing to give your soul to it. So your vision and your desire and your passion has to be so strong that you're willing to take rejection, you're willing to hit the roadblocks, you're willing to hear no 100 times, and you just keep on going. And I think you have to have a sense of discipline, because no one's telling you to get up out of bed, no one's telling you to get to your computer, no one's telling you to write that business plan or, you know, create that deck, no one's telling you to pick up the phone, you know, and call the agent of whomever. So you really have to have a lot of self-discipline and a lot of drive.
How do you stay hungry, though? Because I feel like so many entrepreneurs, one of the key ingredients is hunger. Like, they're hungry for success, they're hungry to be better, they're hungry to make an impact in the world. So how do you stay hungry? Some people say that it's the power of your why, the reason behind what you do. What is it for you?
Fear of failure, number one. No, look, sometimes I just want to go on a beach and be a bartender and drink margaritas all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, I dream of that all the time. But I also know that there's so much more I could be doing, and there's so many more people I could be reaching, and there's so many bigger things that I could be doing and having fun in my life. So it's a combination of really loving what I do and making sure that I could do it every day, being with a group of people that I find extraordinary, and seeing the light in other people's eyes when I talk about what I'm doing and when I actually deliver. It drives me.
Would you want to work for your own company as an employee in your own business?
I would love to work with my company. You get to travel. You get to be with, like, top-notch people in their fields. You get to do a variety of things. It's creative. It's production. It's business. It's working with lawyers. It's working with bankers. It's everything, really.
What's been the most difficult points of dealing with these celebrities? Because I've had to deal with celebrities before, some of the different businesses we've done, and gala events for charities. And sometimes either the people that you have to work with to get to the celebrity, the managers and stuff like that, they're not easy. But sometimes the celebrities aren't easy to deal with. So do you have a story, an example? You don't have to name the person, of somebody who's maybe been difficult to deal with.
Well, you know, it's a little bit different when you're working with actors who have to get out of the trailer and go speak lines, and you're working with a musician. But I think the hardest thing really is to get them to actually sign the contract and the time frame you need them to sign.
Yeah, that's never easy to do.
They're busy and they've got a lot of deals. They have a lot of choices. Yeah. They could be super excited about what you're doing, but they're super excited about five things and their own things. So, you, like I said, you really have to find the win for them.
And yeah, I think that's a good simple piece of advice, is do your research so that you can figure out what does a win-win look like for everybody
involved.
CEO of Evolution at Sea, Catherine Arnold, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. I like to talk about values. I feel like it's something that not a lot of people talk about when it comes to business, is what are some of the driving values, like your compass, that really steers you in the right direction. I feel so many people are just unconsciously conditioned with their values, be it their religion or their belief systems about the world, that they unconsciously were conditioned with from being, you know, raised to their parents, friends, family, social media, the news. But I've noticed that successful people, again, in sports or business or anything, consciously start to choose what they want to value, whether that's personal growth, personal development, contribution, integrity, the people that they surround themselves with, their standards. So what do you feel like has been some of the values that you have that have really served you in business?
Well, they probably served me and been my demise as well. I think integrity is really important. And when you're coming into the entertainment industry, you know, integrity is pretty shaky. You know, you've got a lot of people that are just really ego-driven, and they'll just, you know, drive over anybody to get to where they, to get to the top.
Yeah.
And for me, that was part of the industry that I didn't like. I really like creating rapport, and I really like having a good time with the people that I'm working with. And for me, that's a value in my company, is that everybody loves what they're doing and wants to hang out. I was able to do that on the film set. I have film crews that were still friends after 10 to 15 years, which is, you know, hard given that we have such disparate lives. I think that at this point in my life, giving back is really important. You know, I think making money is great and it allows you to have a lot of freedoms, but it also allows you to give back.
Yeah.
And I think that what we're facing today in the world, there's a lot of challenges. And I think that we in entertainment and media have an opportunity to really kind of spread a message, but also influence, you know, people, and especially the younger generations, in terms of what are their next steps? How are they going to work together? I think those would be the two big ones for me.
I want to know how you create the culture and the environment on these cruise ships. I feel like that's got to be one of the most important things, is that the theme, the environment, the culture of everyone involved has to just be like top notch. You're bringing in some of the most successful celebrities and thought leaders in the world, and they have extremely high standards.
Yes.
And it sounds like you're putting on quite a show.
Yeah.
So the question is, how do you maintain the type of environment and culture that I'm envisioning in my head?
Well, there's a couple things. With the celebrities, you have to make sure that you're meeting them on a human level and that you understand whether they are a big people person or whether they need their privacy, whether they want to participate or whether they want to hold back. And I think that they have that right to kind of decide for themselves how they want to experience it. So it's a big listening conversation.
Okay.
And if they want to be out in the crowds, you let them be out in the crowds. If they want to have their private space, you honor that. And again, you really listen and make sure that you understand who you're dealing with. That's on the celebrity side. What I love to do in bringing the people together is get to know each and every person. On a 2,000-person ship, I think it's going to be a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
But our team knows that you want these people to have the vacation of their lifetime. So you want to know who they are. You want to introduce them to people. It's like throwing a great party.
Yeah.
You know when you go to a great party and it's awesome, and other parties are like kind of stiff. It oftentimes comes from the host. So you want to make sure that there's like good music. You want to make sure that there's good food and drinks. You want to make sure that there's lots of different activities. And you want to engage people. You know, if you see a shy person, talk to them and introduce them to someone, and then let them go off and have a good time.
I think it's a good point that, you know, you're sort of the one leading the show, or in this case, leading the ship, and you have to really create the environment.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine that you're running around making sure everything is all, you know, buttoned up on the ship. That's got to be quite a quite an experience.
And also be relaxed. Be one of the people. I never like to make myself as a superior person. When I was a producer, you know, I'd walk around and people would say, are you in makeup? Are you in wardrobe? You know, and I'm like, no, I'm actually the producer. But I think that you want to, I like creating a VIP experience for those people that like that. But I also want to create an extraordinary experience for everybody who's on the ship. And that means me personally being accessible, being human, having a good time with everybody. You have to love what you do.
Yeah.
You know, I love to entertain. So if you don't, it wouldn't be your job. And and everybody I hire has to be, well, I don't really, I would say the people that I work with, I don't even like to say hire, like, because I'm, as I said, I'm hiring or working with people that are top-notch in their field.
Yeah.
They have to have a good personality. They have to love people.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things for any business is making sure that the people coming in are incredible. Because you can have the strategies and the systems and the right product, but if you don't have the right people, none of it's going to work. We're wrapping up our segment right now.
Okay.
I want to know, what is one quote that you live by? I feel like so many people love quotes these days. What's one that you live by? Or one that you like? Doesn't have to
There's a quote by Richard Branson that is actually on my email that basically says, you know, if you have the passion and the drive and the dream, you can bring that and inspire others. And so for me, what I hope is in my journey and my work and what I'm creating inspires other people to be the best person that they can be and have the best time in their life, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
I love that. And that was something that we talked about. People just need to focus on becoming their best self.
Absolutely.
Catherine, pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much. It was great being here.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
When it comes to Wi-Fi in the home, we all know it can be a challenge to get a strong signal everywhere. So you may have heard of a new buzzword called mesh system, which includes both a router and some smaller devices you can put elsewhere to cover larger homes or older homes with thick walls. I asked Pete Marino from D-Link what makes their mesh system called Cover a good choice for consumers.
So basically, Cover is a whole home Wi-Fi mesh system designed a little differently than some of the other mesh systems you might see out there in the market right now. So like all mesh systems, you know, Cover offers that multiple Wi-Fi connection point system where you've got multiple connection points throughout your home. What makes the Cover system different is actually it's based on a powerful router at its core.
More info on the D-Link Cover whole home Wi-Fi system for $299 is at dlink.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Rockstar.
Stars. Now let's check in with Pat O'Brien.
This is Business Rockstars. We've got one here today. Again, James Arthur Ray from Harmonic Wealth Global.
Yes,
nice
sir.
Nice to see you, James. Thank you.
It's good to see you.
And
thanks
also the man behind The Secret, which is one of the most empowering books and movies I've ever seen. I mean, like getting the inside out.
Well, I was one of the guys behind The Secret.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. But, yeah, I can't take all credit for that. But, yeah, you know, I think everything happens from the inside out, whether it's running a business or running a life. You know, who you are, your results are a reflection of you.
Yeah. What is it about some entrepreneurs that feel like they have to be the boss? They have to be not mean, but you know what I mean? You know, you do what I say. I'm sure there are still people like that around. I don't know why. But, I mean, how do you change those people who go in every day and, you know, you respect me, my door's closed, you can't come in, that sort of thing?
Well, first of all, my personal belief, Pat, is that if you're the smartest guy in the room, you're in the wrong room, right? I mean, I want to be in a room where I'm the least intelligent guy in the room, because that's going to be some synergy, and maybe I'll get something through osmosis. I think a lot of that is ignorance, and we're all ignorant. You know, we think that's a pejorative term, but in the literal sense, it's an ignorance of something, some fundamental fact. And I think that's, you know, conditioning that because I have a position, I have to be the smartest guy or gal in the room.
Yeah.
And you know, when you look at the businesses that are really thriving, like a Zappos, for instance, or many others, they are really an amalgam of a lot of great minds and a lot of great input.
There's a lot to being a people person, too, right? I mean, getting involved and empowered along with your employees.
Well, yeah, I mean, Daniel Goleman, who is the guy in emotional intelligence, his research proves that emotional intelligence predicts business success far beyond, you know, intellectual intelligence. And so that's an ability that we have to develop, or if we don't have it inherently, then we probably need to be smart enough to bring someone onto our team who has it and let them handle the people issues.
James Arthur Ray is our guest from Harmonic Wealth Global. And, you know, I think it takes a big man, I mean this, if you have a spat with somebody at work and you're the boss, to be able, at the end of that day, put your arm around the guy and say, look, we had a little, you know, problem, let's get over it, and not both go home with that on your mind, right? I mean, I think if everybody could just do that, that's a great start.
It really is. In fact, that just happened to me this week with one of my team members. I sat down with her and I said, hey, look, you know, I'm really sorry how I handled that. I could have handled it better. In many cases, sometimes I think the point I'm trying to make is right, but my delivery is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that
Let's stop right there.
Yeah.
There is a way to do that, right?
Sure.
To disagree with somebody in the delivery, the right way.
There is. I think what you have to keep in mind, Pat, in my experience, is that you can adamantly disagree with a behavior, but you never minimize the person.
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes that's a finesse, right? But as long as you hold the person in the highest regard, you can separate that, and both of you talk about the behavior, and now that's over here, right? But I'm always going to respect and honor the person. And if you get good at that, then you're really good.
You know, I was talking to a guy that works with us here, and I had some ideas for him. And I said, what about this? What about that? What about that? And he was saying no with good reason to all of them. And so I finally said, well, this conversation has been pointless, right? And he said, 100%. So, and then we hung up. I mean, that's the great, and we're both fine with it. We're very good friends. You know, how do you empower your employees or people around you? I mean, you're an empowering guy, for one thing. But how do you do that? How do you transfer that?
Well, the fact is, you don't. People have to empower themselves. And as a great leader, what we have the ability to do is to create a context and an environment where they hopefully will do that. And it's tough, Pat.
What's the lesson you can give to entrepreneurs to start today with treating your people better at work if they're...
Well, I think we all have to remember that we're 1099 employees to life.
Right.
Right? I mean, the contract's going to be up.
It made me feel bad.
The contract's going to be up faster than we know.
Right.
Faster than we want, for sure. I don't care, you know, if you're the CEO. I was running a $10 million business, and it was gone in a matter of months. You know, it can be gone just like that. So if we continue to remind ourselves that everyone on our team is a volunteer... You know, even if they're on payroll, they can go elsewhere. There's nothing keeping them here besides, hopefully, passion, purpose, and hopefully you're paying them well. You know, they're getting rewarded. But that's the least of the three, mm-hmm. according to research. So if we can remember that, then we might begin to approach people a little bit more carefully.
And let's get
caring.
Let's get spiritual for a minute, because I actually think that the best thing I've learned in my life in the last 10 years is gratitude. And I get up every day and I make a gratitude list in the morning and make one at night. And I rarely miss that. And because I look at those and I don't write down things that are obvious. You know, I've got great work and this and I got a nice car. I write things that, you know, fresh air, clean water. You know, I go outside and there's plants. I think people either think that that's not for them and they don't, I know you realize it, but they don't realize how great that is for your soul. To look at that.
Well, it's not only great for your soul, but it's great for your results. Mm-hmm. You know, you may remember I was the guy in The Secret who talked about gratitude. My first book, The Science of Success, had a whole chapter on gratitude. You know, gratitude is the most powerful, magnetic, attractive force in the universe, Pat. And so, because when you're around someone who's grateful, they exude this energy that makes you want to be around them. It makes you want to help them. When you're with someone who is not grateful, they exude an energy as well. And so, I had a CEO ask me once when he looked through my book. I thought this was a book, The Science of Success. I thought this was a book on success. I said, it is. And he said, well, why do you have a whole chapter on gratitude? I thought you just don't get it.
Right.
And so, you know, gratitude is the antidote. You cannot be in anger and fear, two of the most disempowering emotions, when you're grateful. You know, I mean, try as hard as you may, you can't.
James Arthur Ray, I'm grateful you came in.
I'm grateful to be here.
And glad we're friends.
Yeah, likewise.
You're watching Business Rockstars. We're all friends, a community of entrepreneurs worldwide on radio, TV, and online. I am Pat O'Brien, and you've been watching Business Rockstars.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams-Paisley.
When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. They're free,
Biz Talk Radio,